Yes, Chris, incredible achievement. We didn't think Ronan would go faster than he went last year, because last year's conditions were kind of, no, they were perfect. This year it was very blustery, and there was a few, you know, there was a bit of rain, but it wasn't too bad. It was very blustery, but to go 19:45, it was phenomenal. Like, you know, it was, and especially, you know, Joe Barr went so early, he pulled out so early, and I thought Ronan may have thought that he was going to have an easy run on it, but by no means he didn't get it easy. Aidan Callan and Mary Lynch kept him on his toes the whole way.
And when we look at the route, I mean, they started off up around Inishowen, Menmore Gap is certainly a challenge. Then, you know, to get all that, and then you're heading out the Atlantic Drive and many of these areas, which we heard in the rally, of course, just the weekend before, and then Carrickfinn, Glengesh Pass, which you were through not so long ago yourself on the bike, down Sleeve League, back through the Barnesmore Gap. No shortage of seriously high category climbs in there, which makes it all the greater achievement. Just tell us a little bit about the numbers involved and the number of teams, because we also had teams of two, teams of four, teams of eight.
Yeah, we had teams of four, teams of two, teams of four, and teams of eight. And, you know, there was a great battle too. There was Rory Devlin and Damien Lagan took that title from Inishowen Wheelers down there around the North Pole area. And Karen Wheelers was battling with Mark McClure and Ryan Kelly and Rodney Orr. And there was another guy, Baxter, his name was, from over Convoy direction. So there was a battle going on everywhere in the field. And even back into the teams of eight, there was two women teams battling out. And they were nipping tucked the whole way around, and nobody was given an inch, you know. So, you know, it is doable. You know, people sit back and think 555 kilometres, it's tough. Yeah, it is tough, but it's doable for the eights and the fours. The two gets a wee bit more tricky, and the solos is even tougher. You know, going back to the solo part of it, we've been chatting to so many people that has done races other places around the world, and they just said this is probably one of the toughest races that they've ever took on. But the scenery and the hospitality that they've got, and the setup that we've got at the Mount Errigal here, and the setup of the crew that we've had, you know, we're just overwhelmed with the people saying how good a race it was.
Yeah, now you're still very much in the kind of the early stages of this event, but it's something that could, I would suggest, really grow in years to come.
Oh, there's no doubt. There was talk about it last year. Joe Barr was spreading the word when he was going to race across Italy that we could make it into the World Cup race. And we thought, listen, we'll see how this year's goes. But this year has gone so well. All we need is 400 miles. We need an extra 40 kilometres to make it into the World Cup race. So, you know, we never know. Next year, you could be out on the road to Donegal supporting some of the best endurance cyclists in the world. You know, so we're going to have to sit down, myself and Sean, and decide what we're going to do, and sit down with the crew, I suppose, because this year we had to bring in people to help us, because there was just too many people to do ourselves, where last year it was a bit smaller and it was easier managed. But we've created something in Donegal. We've created a monster, and I think we're going to, I don't know how we're going to handle it next year, because I'll say once we put the entry list up, you know, last year we put it up and it filled very quick. I would say next year it's just going to fill, it's going to fill overnight, I would say.
Yeah. And just to give people a scale of what's involved behind the scenes, I mean, for every cyclist out on the road over the Friday and earlier on today, there's a big backup team there, a support team.
A massive backup. But all rider has to have a support crew, and then it has to have a leaper van that would go in front with the other riders and maybe spare bikes and stuff like that, because it's just not, you know, a cyclist out on the road on their own. So there was massive support and massive crews, and mass, you know, the numbers that was been on the road was phenomenal. And listen, we're sitting at the Mount Errigal at the moment just waiting on a few more riders. Sean McCrudden from Garden Lake, actually, we're just waiting on Sean. He's just coming through Drumkin at the minute. So we're going to be here for another while. Some of the riders, I think five of the riders, is just taking on the challenge of Glengesh at the minute. So, you know, they're a good bit from home. But listen, it's important to get the first rider home, and it's important to get the last rider home. And this is our base, and we're waiting on them. And We're just looking forward to getting them home and getting them safe and sit down and talk about the event for next year again, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's gone very well. You're grateful to all those many local sponsors who've come on board. And if the event gets bigger, I suppose one of your challenges would be to get a really big corporate sponsor, which could really lift it to a higher level.
Yes, Chris, but, you know, for some reason in Donegal, it's amazing that local businesses and local people that know you on the roads, that they come out and sponsor you. It's just something special about Donegal. You know, myself and Sean have been doing adventure races now for the last couple of years, and even when we've done the raft there and stuff like that, people want to help you. People want to see people's success in Donegal for some reason. You know, it's really humble to me to say that, because anybody that I go to ask for a sponsorship or to do anything, it doesn't seem to be a problem, you know. So we're very lucky for that. So okay, we might have to look for a big sponsor, but I have a funny feeling that sponsors that we have at the moment, we're very lucky and they're very good, that will not have to look for a major sponsor, because they want it back, a real good event in their county, and they want to be part of it. So we're very lucky to have them good people to do that, you know.
Yeah, and finally, just to recap again, if you're to bring it to the next level, you mentioned there a World Cup event. What exactly does that entail? It needs to be slightly longer?
It needs to be 400 miles. At the moment, we're 555 kilometres, so we'll have to go up to just over 600 kilometres. So we're 555 at the moment, so we need to go over 400 to make it a World Cup race. Mm-hmm. Same as when Jason Black went to Italy this year, it was over 400 miles. So once we get over 400 miles, then we make a qualifying race for Ram. Now, that's only solo riders. Twos and fours and eights don't qualify. It has to be just solo on it. So, you know, that'll boost the solo part of it up more. We're very lucky this year with 31, but if you make it a World Cup race, you could have 60 riders on it, no problem. Maybe more. We're not just sure, you know.
And just looking at cycling in general, you know as much as anyone how the sport has really exploded in popularity the last number of years. And you look at the cycling clubs all over Donegal. There must be 12 or 15 clubs now. There was only a handful 10, 15 years ago.
I suppose we mentioned with Philip Dagnan here at the start of the race, and Philip said that, he spoke about that. He said, you know, he's back for 2 weeks. Well, he's back for a couple of days. He's away to El Man with his wife, Lizzie, doing the national championship. But he said he was amazed how many people said cycling when he comes home now. You know, back in the day that Philip was starting cycling, there might have been one or two people. Now he comes home, he said there's so many people on the road. And we're very lucky that Philip came to start the race, and he couldn't believe how many people was taking on 555 kilometres non-stop. He just thought, I'm glad I'm on a week off, he said, you know. So it's grown, cycling grown is massive in Donegal, and it's all over the world, like it's grown, you know. People want to be healthy and they want to be fit, and it's a good feel factor, you know, when you go out to ride your bike, or you know, go out and run a 10k or 5k or half marathon or whatever you may be into, you know. But cycling in general, it's getting very big, and you know, I suppose I could just say, maybe, you know, try and be more safer on the roads. You know, a lot of accidents have been happening cycling over this last year. I think the death toll's up maybe, I think it's 15 in Ireland. Like, but, you know, it's not going to be, we can't stop that. But, you know, I mean, cycling's going to have to be safe, and the car user's going to have to be safe. And that's just the way it's going to be, you know.